I want to give you an idea of what we have coming up this weekend and next week, just before we move on with the discussion of ways to keep our employees, I'm sorry, our customers. First, this weekend, Saturday, we're going to be talking some more about stressed. Yes, we had that conversation Thursday. We started it Thursday. We're going to continue it this Saturday. Of course, we're going to be finding out what some of the experts are saying about what's causing it. We're going to be talking about ways to deal with it. Stressed. Don't want you to stay stressed. Do not stay stressed, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to be stressed. We don't have to be. So work through this with me. This Saturday, 1 o'clock, we'll be talking about it. We'll also take another look at something that has to do with health, and that definitely has to do with health. Stress? Oh, yeah. You're talking about health of the mind, the body, the emotions. That is truly a matter of health. Stress affects all of our being. So we'll be talking about it Saturday. Also, we'll be talking about a food that might be able to help beat the superbugs. You know, those antibiotic resistant bacteria that just don't want to go down. They just want to fight and fight, whip up on our bodies as they beat up on our immune systems. There is a fruit that might be able to help in that fight. I'm going to talk about that this Saturday. Sunday, I'm going to talk some more about time for release. You know, we're taking a look at this whole issue of this being a time of release, renewal, and restoration. But I'm also going to sum up the discussion that I've had with regards to communicating with God. And I tell you, as I talk about that and I wrap up that discussion, I'm also going to lead into the broaching of another topic. I'm going to bring up this whole issue of whether or not God hears, because when we're talking about communicating with God, we're talking about a two-way conversation where God is listening and talking. We're listening and talking. Mutual, two-way conversation. Does God hear the prayers of sinners, people who are not in covenant with him? All right, we're going to be talking about that. I will, for the benefit of those of you who really like getting in on those spiritual perspective conversations and you're not able to hear it because it airs on Sunday, we are continuing to air at least 1 hour of that discussion during the week, usually on Wednesdays. And I do have that scheduled for Wednesday the 12th. The conversation that we will have Sunday the 9th, I plan to re-air on the radio on Wednesday the 12th for the benefit of people who really like listening to the program but prefer listening by way of radio. We have a lot of people who do want to listen online, and that's cool. So whichever way you prefer, we have it online and we have it on radio, and so it'll be back. Now, we will also on Monday be talking about some possible funding opportunities for Black business owners. And this is going to be something that will apply to Black business owners across the country. So you want to be in on that. That will be this Monday, June 10th, this coming Monday. We'll have more. So just feel free to go to speakingwith.com. Click on the link that's labeled this week's guests and topics, and you'll be able to see what we have planned. Usually we have that up and running Sunday evening so that you can see what will be going on Monday through the following Sunday. Okay, more on doing what we can to at least try to keep our customers. Keep a positive attitude when dealing with customers. They pick up on your mood, and if you're not positive, they sometimes feel that you don't want to help. And that's part of what I was getting at a little earlier when I was talking about whether or not the customer senses that you feel what they're experiencing. Not that you're coming down in your own mood, but you just sympathize, as I mentioned, with them. They do want to know that you're not just helping because it's your job to help, but they really want you to help because you want to help. whether you're on the phone or face-to-face. Smile. Even over the phone, smile. It's amazing how our emotions, our attitudes, our demeanor can come through based on what we're doing with our faces in particular, our body language in general. Now, what else can we do to let our customers know we value having them as a customer? How about following through with them? If you say you're going to do something for a customer, follow through. Your customers need to know that you're reliable, dependable. And this is especially true when an issue can't be resolved right away. Return all the phone calls and emails promptly. Check with the customer to make sure that the problem has been satisfactorily resolved, if indeed it's been resolved. Something about a follow-up call, and they're asking, how are things going now? That takes a little bit more time, no doubt. I mean, the situation was resolved. You think it was resolved well. The customer thanked you for having taken the time to have resolved it the way you did. They let you know they appreciate it. It certainly could. That could be the end of it. But it won't hurt. 3 minutes. Make a call. Even if you missed them, leave a voicemail. I just want to make sure that everything's going okay. And they let you know that it was a pleasure having served you. If for any reason you're not able to carry out something that you said you would, let the customer know as soon as possible and be honest about what's going on. Give your customers superior customer service by repeating, reflecting, paraphrasing what's said in order to convey your understanding. Make sure that you and the customer are on the same page. Show them respect, even when they're not giving you respect in return. And be proactive by anticipating customer problems and needs. Yes. What might my customer need in this situation? Finally, in addition to having that positive attitude, follow through and be consistent with all of that. See if it helps you keep the majority, anyway, of your good customers. Back in a few.